the ricochet effect, ricochet effect. This is Dr. Obinia Lamin with the Ricochet Effect. I am joined with Dr. Valerie Yerger. She's a founding member of the African American Tobacco Control Leadership Council. The overarching goal of Dr. Yerger's work is to frame the disproportionate burden of tobacco among marginalized communities as a social injustice and to inform public health policies so they effectively reach these communities. Greetings, Dr. Yerger. Thank you so much for being in studio with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Obinia.
When communities are told the truth about how they've been targeted, what shifts do you actually see in behavior or mindset?
Since the mid-2000s, 2007, 2008, when my colleague Ruth Malone and I were trying to decide what to do with these documents because she had come into my space, my workspace, and found me at my desk. I was crying. I was crying because of what I was seeing in these documents. And she asked, "What are you crying about? What has you so upset?" And I started talking to her about seeing the names of organizations that I was a member in, that my grandparents supported, that I've known that were household terms while I was growing up. Seeing that they had relationships with tobacco companies broke my heart. And I didn't understand any of this until I was looking at it for the first time in the documents. So she asked me, "I wonder what others in your community would say, how they would react if they see these documents." So we decided to do a focus group study where we presented the documents to people who smoked who were from local Black communities. I was there in San Francisco. And one of the first focus groups that I did, I was forced to make copies of the documents because we didn't have PowerPoint back then. We didn't have the screens back then. And they didn't have the equipment for me to project the documents. And I ended up making a bunch of copies. And everybody who participated in the focus group got an actual hands relationship with these documents. And touching the documents and seeing the documents did something that we were not expecting. We found everybody who was participating were smokers. We're not supposed to use the word smokers. I'm sorry, Dr. Beard, if you're listening to this. People who smoke. So that's what we're saying these days. People who smoke.
That's
we don't want people
context,
to identify
right?
as being a smoker. But what we found is that these individuals who participated in our focus group who smoked were so angry. They got mad. And not only did they get mad, they wanted to keep those documents. They wanted to show the documents to their family, to their friends. We had someone in one of our groups who says, "I'm going to make copies of my own, and I'm going to put this in the mailboxes of people who live around me because we don't know this." We have a number of individuals who said, "I wish I had known this before I started smoking." We had, we always would do like a pre-focus group survey, and then we would do another survey, another questionnaire after the focus group. And almost universally, folks on that post-focus group questionnaire were writing things like, "I hate the tobacco companies. I hate this." They were drawing pictures to show that they were so mad and so angry. So we knew that these documents were very, very powerful. And maybe we need to go back to making sure that we get these documents into the hands of people who smoke. Because I go around and at best, I will share quotes out of documents, but it's the actual documents and to see that you were targeted because you were Black, you were targeted because you come from a history of slaves, and we talked about, you know, coming from a lineage of slaves and how that is connected to you aspiring to be bigger and better than you are, and somehow smoking a cigarette will help you reach that aspiration. You have people who were not members of our community sitting around drinking and doing whatever they were doing as they were planning on how to get into the Black community. And all of that was documented in the documents that I had. Of course you would be angry with that. And to have someone who would argue with the truth and what we were doing and telling us that we who were wanting to implement policies to get menthol cigarettes out of the market, that we have some other motive is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I know that I'm getting very emotional about it, but to know that these documents, which, by the way, were confidential and private, and so we have documents that were created when people thought they could put anything down on writing. But when we started to sue, or not we, but in general, when tobacco companies were being sued, these documents became public, right, as a result of litigation. So we still have those documents. University of California, San Francisco has a digital library with at least 17 million documents right now. And that number is growing.
The reality is that the harm is evidence-based. And so, I mean, you and Dr. Malone, you guys had a seminal study that I think this is the one that you had referenced with, was it Smoking with the Enemy?
Smoking with the Enemy talks about the ties between Black leadership groups and the tobacco industry.
And so this research uncovered targeted advertising, sponsorships of, in particular, Black events, and strategic partnerships with prominent Black civic organizations to manufacture goodwill. And also, in taking it to the streets at Al Others, you showed how young African Americans responded with outrage upon learning of this exploitation, indicating the powerful role that truth-telling can play in community mobilization. Of course, these insights then provided critical tools for dismantling the tobacco industry narratives and informing counter-marketing strategies. This is not about commercialization, folks. This is about people taking their own health in their own hands and being informed about the choices that they themselves can make. But when they are targeted, then, of course, when we're talking about any kind of drug, then mayhem happens. And certainly it has happened in this fight against tobacco in the African American community and all communities. Dr. Yeager, we definitely want to thank you so much for being here on The Ricochet Effect. This is Dr. Obinna El-Amin. Take care and be well. It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.